I will now call the State Government Committee to order. Secretary will take the roll silently. Please excuse those not present until they arrive. I will now ask for a motion for approval minutes as printed.
I move.
Thank you. All in favor of the approval minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The minutes are approved as printed. The committee will be taking up the following bills. House File 357 with Senator Kelker. One Amendment 1547 with Senator Kelker. Second bill, House File 546 with Senator Knoyer. Third bill, House File 384 with Senator Johnson. There'll be two amendments, Amendment 1564 with Senator Kelker, 1546 with Senator Johnson. Next bill, House File 485 with Senator Kelker, and House File 313 with Senator Smith. Republicans will caucus in room 22. Democrats will caucus in room 116. State government committee is at ease. State Government Committee will come back to order. First bill will be House File 357. I will now recognize Senator Kelker, the subcommittee chair for House File 357, for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 357 subcommittee report consisted of Senator Kelker, Senator Bisiano, and Senator Knoyer, all signing.
Senator Kelker, you're now in order for opening remarks.
This bill requires massage therapy licenses to contain a photograph of the license. It also adds the practice of massage therapy to the list of mandatory reporting for child and dependent adult abuse. Failure to report is a simple misdemeanor. There is an amendment.
Yes, there's an amendment. Senator Kelker, you're in order for Amendment 1547.
This amendment strikes Section 1 of the bill requiring a license on the photo, but it adds language that prevents a licensee from selling or transferring their license to another person or a person from purchasing or claiming ownership of a license issued by another person. Violation will be a serious misdemeanor.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Kelker, in order for closing remarks on Amendment 1547.
Simply move the amendment.
Senator Kelker moves Amendment 1547. All in favor of the amendment, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Amendment 1547 has been approved. Is there discussion on the bill with amendment? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Kelker for closing remarks.
This bill provides added enforcement measures to protect the integrity of the massage therapy industry, while also providing penalties against practices used in human trafficking. Mandatory reporting is an essential tool for us to combat domestic and child abuse, so expanding this requirement to massage therapists will provide additional community support for these victims. Simply move the bill.
Senator Kelker moves House File 357 with amendment. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House File 357 with committee amendment has been approved. House File 357 moves the Senate calendar with committee amendment. I will now recognize Senator Knoyer, the subcommittee chair for House File 546, for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Giddens, and Senator Goodwin recommend passage with all three signing.
Senator Knoyer, now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill repeals the provision that does not require an applicant for architectural licensure to retake a module already completed. This provision was enacted in House File 2627, which passed in 2020. It is retroactive to any applicant who applied for a license on or after June 25th, 2020. An applicant will now have a five years to complete all modules of the exam in order to obtain licensure. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Knoyer for closing remarks.
I move the bill.
Senator Knoyer moves House File 546. All in favor of the bill, vote aye. All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House File 546 has been approved. House File 546 moves the Senate calendar. Chair will now recognize Senator Johnson, the subcommittee chair for House File 384, for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee, consisting of Senators Kelker, Bisiano, and myself, recommend passage with amendments.
Senator Johnson, you're now in order for opening remarks.
This bill clarifies code modified by House File 2540 in 2020 that liquor, wine, and beer need to be sold in original, unopened containers by Class C liquor control licensees. It allows for a mixed drink or cocktail mixed and packaged in a metal can for off-premise consumption is not considered a canned cocktail. It adds mixed drinks or cocktails to current regulation for deliveries off-premise and allows for sale and delivery of wine, beer, or mixed drink or cocktails for off-premise consumption in a container other than the original container. Those are my opening comments on the bill. There are amendments.
Yes, Senator Johnson, there's two amendments for the information of the body. We'll be taking up the amendments in the following order, 1564 with Senator Kelker. The next amendment will be 1546 with Senator Johnson. I now recognize Senator Kelker for opening comments on Amendment 1564.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I call this a tourism-friendly amendment. Current law requires that these businesses are in one location, and this bill would allow them to have a second retail location. The businesses would be required to manufacture alcohol on site to be consistent with Commerce Clause requirements established by the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as our three-tiered system. So this language has been agreed upon, and it also adds Iowa native wineries, distilleries, and breweries serve an important, obviously, tourism locations across our state. So when you're tourists, you don't understand if that is actually brewed there or down the road at their different location, maybe specifically 5 miles down the road. So this is one of the reasons that the Iowa law has been changed over the years to allow these businesses to have a retail location, but this also is going to eliminate or add to them to be required to manufacture offsite. Thank you.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, I recognize Senator Kelker for closing comments on Amendment 1564.
Simply move the amendment. Thank you.
Senator Kelker moves Amendment 1564. All in favor of the amendment, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear of it. The ayes do have it. Amendment 1564 has been approved. Next amendment, Senator Johnson, you're in order for Amendment 1546 for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment 1546. This amendment allows for the sale of alcohol on Sundays to begin at 6 a.m., creating uniformity across all days of the week. It strikes Section 5, subparagraph 3, and Section 6 of the bill. It amends current code language, subparagraph 3, to add definitions for sealed container and tamper evident. Those are my opening comments on the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator Johnson for closing remarks on Amendment 1546.
I move Amendment 1546.
Senator Johnson moves Amendment 1546. All in favor of the amendment, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Amendment 1546 has been approved. Is there discussion on the bill with committee amendment? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Johnson for closing remarks.
I move House File 384 as amended.
Senator Johnson moves House File 384 with committee amendment. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do it. House File 384 with committee amendment has been approved. House File 384 moves the Senate calendar with committee amendment. I will now recognize Senator Kelker, the subcommittee chair, for House File 485 for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Subcommittee consisted of Senator Bisiano, Senator Knoyer, and myself.
Senator Kelker, you're now in order for opening remarks.
This deals with the supervision requirements for certain public health licenses. So this bill stimulates that the Board of Social Work and the Board of Behavior Science cannot require any in-person supervised clinical experiences for a social worker, a marital or family therapist, or mental health counselors. This applies to the supervision requirements as an applicant for continuing education. The bill is effective upon enactment. It grants emergency rulemaking authority to both of those boards, of the Board of Social Work and the Board of Behavior Science. It requires that both board adapts the same language prior to the submission for publication of the Iowa Administrative Bulletin.
Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator Kelker for closing remarks.
Simply move the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Kelker moves House File 45. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. House File 45 has been approved. House File 45 moves to the Senate calendar. I now turn the chair over to Senator Knoyer.
I recognize Senator Smith, the subcommittee chair, for House File 313 for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House File 313 subcommittee report recommends passage with Senator Smith, Senator Bisignano, and Senator Knoyer signing.
Senator Smith, you are now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill allows a minor, an individual under the age of 18, to operate an eligible business for no more than 89 calendar days in a calendar year without being required to hold a permit or a license to do business in a county or a city. This concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Is there any discussion on the bill? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Smith for closing remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the bill.
Senator Smith moves House File 313. All in favor, vote aye. Any opposed, vote no. House File 313 has been approved and will move to the Senate calendar. I will now turn the chair back over to Senator Smith.
Thank you, Senator Knoyer. Seeing no other business come before the committee, Senator Goodwin moves that we adjourn.